This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Okay, we have, I think, somebody going rogue. And I think the ladies in the house need to kind of round up the other ladies. And I think some ladies need to talk to, okay? When I hear that somebody cries sexism, a lot of us women, we group together and, right? We're like, hey, what happened? Oh, no, he didn't. But then when I hear, whoa, that wasn't sexism, I'm like, okay, whoa. Okay, you can't play the sexism card because you're going to then screw up the decades of progress we women have been making. And when I heard of this one case, this really kind of blew my mind. And I'm sorry, I know this reporter is going to be mad at me because I'm a fellow reporter, too. I don't want to, go after another journalist. But once you use the S word and you claim that somebody's being sexist, you better be 1,000% sure, because if you're wielding it just to get some attention, you have now put women back decades. So I'm not sure if you guys kind of are up on this one story. There's a gubernatorial candidate in Mississippi, state senator or state representative Robert Foster. So apparently there's a newspaper outlet, and they were assigning a reporter to every gubernatorial candidate. And so this female reporter wanted to accompany State Senator Robert Foster. And in a nutshell, he's like, that's fine, but not by yourself. There needs to be another reporter with you. My man. Okay? Now, when I first heard this, I'm like, okay, he's being smart. He's not being in a room alone or hours on the trail. Apparently, they're going to spend a lot of time in his truck. And, you're not going to be in a position where somebody can cry sexual assault, sexual harassment. So if you see that you are going to be in a precarious position where somebody could accuse you of assault, then, yeah, protect yourself. Okay? Make sure there's a witness. And you really can't choose your own witness, because somebody could say, no, you and your buddy, what's the word for it when you're, colluding. So bring your own buddy. So in light of everything going with the Me Too movement, I don't blame him at all. I think it's a very, very smart move. Now, he said that wasn't his excuse. His excuse was, well, I'm married, and I told my wife I'm not going to spend any, time alone with another woman without her present. So, this is something that I promised my marriage. But I mean, to me, he's being very, very smart in light of, with all the accusations that are out there, many of them true, many of them false. You want to make sure you're protected. And good for him. We women should actually kind of applaud that, because we're tired of being assaulted and harassed and all that. And so somebody saying, look, I don't want you in a position where you feel you're going to be harassed. Make sure there's somebody else with you, a witness. All right. Then I know that I'm going to have a great, working segment. I'm going to have a great, shift. I don't have to worry about other stuff. I get to bring my own peeps. I would think that's complimentary. Instead, the reporter said it was sexism. That a male reporter would have not had the same restrictions as she, because she's female. Okay, no. Okay, yeah, maybe by definition, She could call that sexism, but whoa. Okay, guys. All right, we got to poop or get off the pot. You can't have men pushed up against a corner, up against a wall, saying they're not allowed to be alone with you, they're not allowed to look at you, they're not allowed to make jokes around you, because if not, we are going to ruin their lives for, you know, if they say anything inappropriate or do anything appropriate. But then when a guy is trying to do his campaign free from any sort of that allegation ever happening, we then beat him up and criticize him for being sexist. I mean, in medicine, I talked about this the other day. In medicine, it's very common for a male doctor, when he does a pap smear, to bring a nurse into the room, okay, if there's going to be a female. If it's a female patient, he's a male. That's what we do. Yet if it's a male patient, he doesn't bring a female nurse into the room. Is that sexism? No. Okay, I mean, you know, if a doctor's going to be accused of sexual assault, you want to have somebody in the room as protection. So, you know, we need to be careful, because what starts happening is we're starting to see a world that's kind of decades old, where men aren't going to want to be in the same room with a woman. They aren't going to want to work with women. I mean, I kind of don't blame a lot of guys. If they're like, I don't want my life ruined. Now, mind you, there are jerks out there. Trust me. I've been harassed. I've been assaulted. I mean, a lot of us have, unfortunately, dealt with a lot of BS. And so, thank God, there's now, you know, pathways, and there's you know, ways for us to be protected, and, you know, hopefully, you know, chains of command we could go to get these protections. Okay, you know, that's fine, and that's what they're there for. But if somebody's going to abuse that, right, you know, to say, well, you know, I'm mad that I have to have a man with me because a male candidate doesn't want to be alone with me. Okay, what do you expect? I mean, if you're a journalist, then you should understand the landscape the average man has to work in. And it is a lamb. I mean, it's minefield right now. And, you know, cut these guys some slack. What do you want? And I mark my words, we are going to, within the next decade, see companies where the men are going to be like, let us just be in the men's room and women have a women's working room. This way, nobody could say, I accidentally hit their boob, I accidentally touched a butt, they heard a joke, I burped or whatever. And you know, and so do we really want that, where men work separately than women, like it happened in the olden days? No, I like working with men. So if it's sexism, yeah, you call it. But if it's not, don't be playing the card. We women won't tolerate that. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So people are kind of worried about the government running out of cash. And this is pretty significant as we are hearing the Democrats, you know, propose forgiving student debt, college debt, free college for all, Medicare for all. And as a doctor, I do not want false promises. I don't want unrealistic promises being made when we have people's health at stake. Because look at what happened with Obamacare. So I know some of you guys are fans, and maybe, you know, a few good things came out of it, like, you know, preventing, insurance companies from, preventing pre-existing conditions to be allowed to be, you know, covered and things like that. I get that. But for the most part, we came up with a system that really didn't make sense. And economists knew that. And when you do that, when you come up with something that doesn't make sense, you're messing with people's lives. You're messing with people's jobs. You're messing with the economy, which I truly believe the Affordable Care Act did. When somebody went from having a $500 deductible to a $12,000 deductible, that did not help their health. When somebody's brand name medication that was helping their medical condition wasn't covered anymore, and they had to go to generic and then had to go on 4 or 5 different medications to do what the one fancier medication did, again, doesn't help. Now people say, well, you know, for the good of the country, was it good? Are we better off with health care than we were pre-ACA? I'm not convinced. Well, now we're being told that the Treasury Secretary sent a letter to Nancy Pelosi formally warning that the government would have to stop paying its debts by early September. Defaulting on debts may be our future. Mnuchin is in talks with Pelosi right now to raise the debt ceiling of $22 trillion so he can borrow more money to pay debts with regular government spending. We're being told by Daily Mail that Pelosi says she wants to do a deal and wants to raise the borrowing limit and set spending levels for the coming budget year. I am dying to see what the spending levels are going to be. So, you know, they say this could be, you know, dire for the Trump administration, but it might actually be the Hail Mary they needed because the Democrats are running on, you know, free, 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 free. So we lost our AAA debt rating in 2011. Federal government usually runs on a budget deficit. It has no choice but to borrow to finance government operations for salaries, retirement benefits, social spending. The Treasury previously said it could hold out until late summer, but the latest letter adds more urgency. It has also suspended issuing new debt, halted investments by government pension funds. Now, if you guys remember, Detroit go bankrupt or didn't? We had, I think, certain cities. I don't know if Oakland, I forget. Remember a few years back, some cities just went bankrupt. People moved. Their pensions weren't going to get paid. I mean, if there's no money, there's no money. That's not fair to the American people. Really not fair. I mean, you know, you've been paying your taxes. You've been paying your taxes ever since you've been working, since you were 16. It should be there for you in the form of Social Security, Medicare, your pension, whatever you're due. When it's not, you get ticked. Bernie Sanders is proposing forgiving the student debt of 45 million Americans. That could give him 45 million votes. Great strategy. Great strategy. He also wants 2- and 4-year public colleges and universities tuition and debt-free. So how much is that going to cost? Now, he claims he's going to erase the $1.6 trillion outstanding student loan tab, intensifying the higher education policy debate in 2020 campaign, and it's called the College for All Act. It'll release all 45 million Americans from their student loan debt and be paid for with a new tax on Wall Street transactions. Is there enough money? The proposal goes further than fellow Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren's plan, which caps student debt forgiveness at $50,000 and offers no relief to borrowers who earn more than $250,000. Now, again, if I was running for office and I needed votes, I don't like to give false promises. Not that I think Bernie Sanders really does plan on doing that. The one thing I have to credit Bernie Sanders with is, he's got some cojones. I think he would make it happen, come hook or crook. But the problem with that is that's a little scary. There's no money. And somebody going to college has probably a little better chance of having a job that actually pays taxes than somebody who doesn't. And so making college free, I think that kind of lessens the value of the college degree, which is going to make it harder to get a job. And then, two, when you don't have any skin in the game, you know, I mean, are you really going to bust your butt? Are you going to, I mean, if college is free, you know, I mean, are you going to try to pass? Are you going to, I mean, you're like, you know, medical school is expensive. You don't want to fail medical school. You don't want to take 10 years to go through medical school. So you're going to bust your butt and you're going to crank it out. Some people can't make it, but for the most part, most, you know, they can. And we need you to see if you could work under that stress because you're supposed to be a doctor later. You need to work under stress. That's, oh, don't worry about it. Vote for me. You don't have to pay. Well, then who's putting money into the system? They say outstanding education debt in the U.S. has eclipsed credit card and auto debt. Today, the average college graduate leaves school $30,000 in the red, up from $10,000 in the 90s, and 28% of student loan borrowers are in delinquency or default. So Sanders, Bernie Sanders, wants to make 2- and 4-year public colleges and universities tuition and debt-free. So then who's going to pay the university and the public? Who's going to pay to keep them running? Oh, the government will do that. I don't see how that's going to work. Some of these college professors are making bucks. The reason why fees keep going up for these students is these colleges and universities and public schools are still expensive. And, you know, the thing that kills me also is, I mean, like in my neck of the woods, we're having a major budget issue with our public school education. If we can barely pay and keep solvent our grade school, kindergarten, middle school, high schools running, how the hell are you going to convince me you're going to, you know, have colleges operate properly? So that's a problem. It's a nice thing to promise. So in California, they, really quickly here, how they would pay for it, the $2.2 trillion plan would be a new tax on all financial transactions, 0.5% on stocks, 0.1% on bonds, and then that levy would raise up to $2.4 trillion over the next decade, he says. I think he's being very overly optimistic. Critics say their plan is way too expensive. And they say most borrowers are capable of repaying their student loans. See, here's my thing. If you're going to, right, you know, if you're going to, you know, promise to give relief to the American people, what about those, you know, who can't pay for child care? What about those who have, who, you know, have kids with cancer? I mean, you know, I love college students, and I want to do as much as possible for college students. But they're not our most vulnerable population. You know? So if we run out of money, what does that mean for you or I? Well, in the first segment, or the first hour, you know, we talked about saving money. You got to start saving money now. You need to have some money. I think a lot of us are overspending, spending on a lot of things, and, you know, there's things we could do that are a hell of a lot cheaper. Not eating out, not drinking alcohol in a restaurant, because that's really expensive. You know, getting better gas mileage, Ubering when you can to save money on parking fees and gas and things like that. Downsizing your house. If you do not need to be in a 3-bedroom house, downsize to a 2-bedroom, downsize to an apartment. I mean, I understand if you want to own something, I get that. You know, if you don't need 2 or 3 vehicles, downsize. But, you know, it's kind of scary because I seriously believe that we are obviously going to have, you know, it always goes Democrat, Republican, whatever. So we are going to have a Democrat in office. And my fear is that Democrat is going to be promising the world when it comes to funds. And it's going to be a crappy system and we're going to have issues. And, I mean, we usually see the economy do better during Republican presidencies, whether you're right or left. If you look at the history, I mean, you know, the Bush years were fantastic from an economy standpoint. We're seeing that with the Trump. So if we think we're going to have an issue with our economy, start saving now. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is stepping down. Standing beside President Trump, Acosta says next week will be his final week. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It comes amid the outcry over Acosta's role in a controversial plea deal for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein when Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida back in 2008. President Trump says he completely left it up to Acosta about whether to leave his position.
I watched Alex yesterday. I thought Alex did a great job. And, you know, you can always second guess people and you can say it should have been tougher. They do it with me all the time. I make a great deal with anybody. And then they say, like the Democrats, oh, it could have been better.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller is supposed to be testifying on Capitol Hill next week, although talks are that that could be moved to the following week. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. All right, syphilis cases are on the rise. We've been talking about syphilis cases rising in the U.S. and making headlines is a big one coming out of Europe. They say cases of syphilis in Europe now have hit an all-time high. They say it peaked in 2017. Same thing with us in the U.S. Most of our surveillance on that has been up to 2017. We don't really have a lot of 2018 data on that from the CDC. But in Europe, they're saying it peaked in 2017 with 33,000 cases of syphilis. We're talking syphilis. It's deadly. And that's across 28 countries across the continent. It's an increase of more than 13,000 from the 19,000 confirmed cases in 2007. They say some countries have seen more new cases of the, quote, Victorian disease than HIV. Syphilis is surpassing HIV in some countries. So that's why you're seeing headlines that syphilis is soaring. It is an STD. You can also catch it from blood transmission and transfusions, which is why whenever you get tested for a needle stick or for a for STDs, please make sure they put syphilis on there. So what are they blaming? Well, they're blaming risky male sex, dating apps, and the rise of chem sex. You guys know what chem sex is? That's sex while high on drugs. Isn't sex euphoric enough? Why would you, I don't understand that. I mean, you could do drugs and have euphoria. You could have sex and do euphoria. You'd think that if you did drugs while having sex, you would, like, then not remember either. Wouldn't you like the memory of some good sex? But apparently chem sex is a big thing. I think somebody recently died in California. I believe a journalist or a TV anchor. And they said they believe it was he was doing rocks type of drug during sex. And so they think chem sex puts people at risk because they won't wear a condom. Experts also blaming dating apps, leading to more people having casual sex. What's interesting, though, is wasn't there a study a couple months ago saying a lot of the millennials are not having as much sex? Right? They're kind of cutting back. So the report was put together by the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control in Stockholm, led by Dr. Andrew Amato-Gauci, head of the HIV, STI, and Hepatitis Program. And they think people are having sex without condoms, having multiple sex partners, and a lot of people are less fearful of HIV. He says there's a reduced fear of acquiring HIV. And I see that. I see people are not as afraid of HIV as they were. Well, remember, it used to be a death sentence. Now we have treatments for it. And we also have, you know, people do take Truvada, which I think is mind, it's groundbreaking. It was so instrumental, I believe, in curbing new HIV cases. However, Truvada could give a false sense of security if you have a resistant strain. And again, it's not 100%. So syphilis is some serious stuff. So syphilis, it's a treponema, or it's a bacteria, all right? And you can get it through vaginal, oral, anal sex. Infected women can also pass it to their babies. Syphilis could cause miscarriages, stillbirths. There's a variety of symptoms. Like you could get these small painless sores or ulcers around the penis, vagina, anus, mouth even. So people will get this sore, but they're like, but it doesn't hurt, so I don't know what it is. That could sometimes be the first sign of syphilis, primary syphilis. Then secondary syphilis, you might start feeling blotches or seeing rashes on the palms or soles of your feet. You could also get white patches in the mouth. You could get fatigue, joint pain, swollen lymph nodes. Syphilis could become latent. And then it could go into tertiary syphilis or neurosyphilis, where it starts to affect the brain. It can even lead to death. So luckily, penicillin and antibiotics can help treat it. But you got to catch it early, and you got to be pretty diligent. Now they say gay men, men having sex with men, have been having risky sex have been increasing cases. However, 23% of the cases did affect straight men. 15% were in women. So this idea that the STDs are because of homosexual sex is not always the case. HIV, the highest common population that's being affected by HIV are heterosexual women. So, risky sex practices, assault, drugs are also perpetuating the spread of the disease. Now, where we need to talk are the married couples that think they're both monogamous. doing telemedicine, I have people call all the time, and they describe things that sound like an STD. And I go, have you had any unprotected sex? They go, well, yeah, of course, but with my, you know, spouse. And I go, okay, well, you still need to get checked because that vaginal discharge, that sore could be something. Oh, and no, you didn't hear me. I'm married. I know you're married. And I know you may be monogamous, but your spouse may not. And so it's a very, very difficult conversation to have as a clinician when you're trying to tell a happily married, you know, spouse that they might need STD testing. So I have to be very, very careful. Usually what I do is I say, look, you know, a lot of different things could cause the discharge of the lesions on your penis or, you know, the lesions on the vagina. All right, I'm going to, you know, run some tests, but I'm going to be comprehensive and I am going to, you know, include everything. You know, just in case you picked it up somewhere or had something, you know, years prior to meeting your spouse. Well, I don't want to be charged for STD testing. Then I have to be pretty frank. And that's what I say, look, you know, it might not be, but right now there's not a lot of other conditions this could be in the differential than chlamydia or gonorrhea. I'm not saying somebody cheated, but if you want me to treat you for this, I need to know what it is and I need to run the test. Hopefully you prove me wrong. Hopefully the test comes out negative. I'm hoping the test comes out negative, but I have to run it. You know, doctors get criticized for running tests, and I can't tell you how many times people would say, I don't need the test, and I was right. So I had a couple women, different women at different times of my practice, who were homosexual, claimed they did not have sex with men, but they had, you know, conditions that made me need, you know, prompted me to want to run a pregnancy test. And I go, I don't want you to run a pregnancy test. I told you I'm a lesbian. I don't, you know, have sex with men. So I would say, look, you know, I know, I believe you, that's fine, but you're having pelvic pain or you're having, you know, you're missing your periods. If I'm going to be sending you to the specialist, and this, which is true, they're going to want that on, it's a part of the panel. I have to run the panel that has, you know, that, you know, okay, fine, fine, fine. And lo and behold, they're pregnant. And then I go back and I say, you know, did you at all? Well, you know, yeah, there was that one. I completely forgot about that. So, you know, I tell medical professionals and, you know, I tell medical students, you know, you have to abide by the patient's wishes. If they don't want a test run, they don't want a test run. But you also have a license to protect and you have their health to protect. And so if you don't want to say, well, I think your spouse is cheating or I think, you know, you might not be telling me the whole story or you don't want this going into the electronic record, then suggest that you want to run the panel, you know, a full physical. And that part is included. Now, what's also interesting is I can't tell you how many times somebody would have, you know, somebody that looked like an STD, happily married, and I'm like, you know, look, or they'd be there for a physical, and they'd be afraid to ask to put STDs like syphilis or whatever on the panel. And I have taught students to offer it anyway, even if they're there for a physical. Look, I know we're, you know, you're here for your cholesterol and your blood sugar. Would you like an STD panel just to make sure, you know, nothing, you know, hid all these years? Yes, please, please put that on there. So, you know, not all couples, you know, are monogamous. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, guys, we are back in the to the bone. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hate it when we get the most obese states in America survey or poll or study, but we need to talk about it. So the South, again, seems to lead the pack in an analysis of data from the CDC. West Virginia this time won, with an adult obesity rate of 38%. They have the highest rates of diabetes, hypertension, and obesity-related cancers. West Virginia. Then it was followed closely by Mississippi, Oklahoma, Iowa, and Alabama. Colorado led the pack as the state with the least amount of adult obesity. But get this, their rate was still 23%. So almost a quarter of Coloradans are obese. That's not healthy, but they came out the best. Rounding out the top five was District of Columbia, Hawaii, California, and Utah. They said Kentucky found to be the state with the most couch potatoes. They say nearly 35% of adults reported performing zero exercise. That was almost double the amount in Washington, the state where adults work out the most. So the top 10 most obese states to review is West Virginia, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Iowa, Alabama, Louisiana, Arkansas, Kentucky, Alaska, and South Carolina. And I don't know if I could blame Alaska, because if it's really cold and it gets dark, you know, unless you're kind of working out inside your house or have it like a gym or whatever, it's hard to get to the gym. So that could be kind of tricky. So I give Alaska a pass. The 10 least obese states were Colorado, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Colorado, or California, Utah, Montana, New York, Massachusetts, Nevada, and Connecticut. So a little bit more of the outskirts and maybe north mountains versus the south, definitely getting hit hard. And West Virginia also had the nation's highest drug overdose death rate back in 2015, was named in Wallet Hub study as the least happy state in America. Mississippi usually has the lowest life expectancy in the U.S. Hopefully we're changing that with telemedicine, you know, and people at least getting access. But, you know, people blame the food. Well, you know, the South, they have good food. There's good food everywhere, people. I mean, I don't know if we keep bringing up, well, in the South, you know, there's a lot of, you know, frying, and you got, you know, fried pickles and fried Twinkies and fried chicken, and so they eat a lot of fried foods. So it could be that. Well, the problem I have with that is we've been saying that for decades, and the South still has the highest obesity rate. And we've had great, you know, educational campaigns teaching people about, you know, avoiding saturated fats and, you know. So is it something else? Is it humidity? Is it that they have the stress of hurricanes? Is it mosquitoes? Is it lack of doctors, lack of medical access? Is it income? How do they rate on income? Is it that they don't have as many large cities? They have more small towns? Small towns have less, you know, maybe funds going to bike lanes and, you know, parks and means to exercise. I mean, when it's hot and muggy, people may not want to go outside. You know, because they, now, I have to admit, I was in Europe, and I found it very interesting. Overall, the French people, and we were in a lot of small towns, Calais, Lille, driving throughout the countryside, you know, because we rented a car. It actually saved money, believe it or not. You know, rather than taking trains and flying everywhere, we drove around most of Europe. And I found that in France, people seem to be skinnier than Germany. But I also found the meals in Germany to be heavier. So there is something to that. So in France, you know, they had a lot of, you know, a lot of the dishes. You know, they were big on sandwiches, they had great sandwiches and, you know, things like that. And, you know, maybe some cheese and fruit and things like that. And, we could eat a lot less and be full. We go to Germany and I loved Germany. I thought Germany was fantastic. I'm, you know, part German. So, you know, a lot of my roots, but you have the fried Wiener Schnitzel and, you have the beer. And you have the, oh, I forget what it's called. It's cheese and butter noodles. Blah, I forget what it's called. Oh, my gosh, it was delicious. There was sausages. There was meatloaf. Well, those things are pretty, you know, they're a lot more, you know, caloric. And so I noticed that overall, Germans seemed heavier than French. Same thing with Britain. So I found that kind of fascinating. Even though, you know, Britain has their share of obesity issues, etc. But, you know, so, you know, if it is that, you know, the average restaurant serves these things, you know, that are more fattening, well, then, yeah, maybe things need to be fixed up. But I just think it's a lot more than just the diet. And I wonder if there might be something to the whole idea of humidity and heat and things like that. All right, Amazon Prime Day, I guess. We're getting some expert advice from Fox Business saying there are things to avoid during Amazon Prime Day. So Amazon Prime Day is slated for Monday or Tuesday. There's supposed to be tons of deals, and a lot of impulse shopping happens. And so experts are saying there are some items and deals you want to avoid. So, for example, with televisions. They say a 2019 model television may be on sale, but consider choosing a TV set from 2018. You might get a better deal. They say the best deals for televisions are usually offered on Black Friday. I don't know if I can agree with that because I've seen Black Friday prices go up. I look at the prices the week before, then I look at what happens, you know, right after Thanksgiving, and I'm like, no, they're screwing you. So I'd still be careful of Black Friday. They say items from a third-party seller, you got to be careful. They say lightning deals offered on Prime Day are from third-party sellers, but consumers should be wary because some may boost an item's price to take advantage of the shopping event. And so check the prices with a tool to see there's like something called the tractor or anything you think you want to buy. Look up the price now before because there's a chance the price may go up. Remember, Amazon Prime Day allows a lot of people to jump on and start shopping when they usually don't. Like a lot of people are not going to be shopping this weekend. They're going to wait for Prime Day. So that now allows a whole group of a whole slew of traffic. They might up the price. Tech products like laptops and game consoles, they say skip it on Prime Day. Best laptop deals are usually offered back-to-school sales. That's according to U.S. News and World Report. I need a new laptop. They also say hold off buying a video game console and wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday. See, I usually say buy after Christmas. The after-Christmas sales are, I think, the best. Toys. They say avoid buying toys for your child or grandchild on Prime Day. The best toy deals are given weeks just before Christmas when most are in stock and on sale. I think toys are jumped up. I told you I want to buy a bike. I came in the Wednesday before Black Friday. I asked the guy to bring down the bike for me for my kid. I don't want to mention the place, even though I have before. He said, no, it'll be cheaper. It'll be $10 cheaper on Black Friday. Come back, come at 6 a.m. I'll get the bike down for you. You'll see it's cheaper. So I came back, was there at 5:55. Went to the store when it opened at 6. He was gone, and the bike was gone. And all the other bikes are $20 more. So I do not trust Black Friday deals. I don't. They say also be careful of these bundle deals that they do. A lot of times you don't need everything in the bundle. So if you don't need it, just get the one or two things you need. So Prime Day. Pretty cool stuff. I know people like to shop, but remember, we need to start being in saving money mode. I can't express that enough. If there are things you don't need, don't buy them. All right? People try to justify, well, you know, but it's on sale, so I'm saving money. Be careful. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.